You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Were you unable to order lunch this afternoon because Zomato and Swiggy were down? Well, me too. It was a nationwide brief outage. More on it later. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on markets, economy, what's happening in the tech world, the heat wave in Delhi, and more from India and around the world. First up, here's how the market fared on April 6th. Sensex and Nifty ended lower for the second straight day. Sensex fell 566 points to 59,610, while Nifty dropped to 17,808, which is down 150 points from its previous close. Marico shares were in focus today. They slumped more than 4% after a weak update and commentary from the FMCG player. Marico expects a marginal growth in profit in the fourth quarter of FY2022. Tata Steel shares were on the rise today. The stock ended almost 2% higher as investors cheered the company's strong business update. The stock even outperformed the sectoral gauge Nifty Metal, which was up 1.3%. Paytm shares were also in focus today after the company said it saw a huge surge in loan dispersals in the March quarter. The stock jumped as much as 6.5% in BSE after it said the number of loans dispersed through the platform increased 374% on a year-on-year basis to 6.5 million. In value terms, the loan dispersal surged 417% on year to 3,553 crore rupees, the company said. Meanwhile, Housing Development Finance Corporation, that is HDFC, and HDFC Bank shares fell nearly 3%, extending losses to a second straight day. Both stocks further retreated from Monday's highs, which followed the announcement of a merger between the two companies. HDFC shares declined as much as 75 rupees to 2,547 during the session, whereas HDFC Bank stock declined as much as 47 rupees to 1,560 rupees. Next up is a development on the economy front. The Asian Development Bank has projected a 7% collective growth for South Asian economies in 2022. According to the bank, India is projected to grow by 7.5% of the current fiscal before it picks up 8% in the next fiscal. Meanwhile, Mark Matthews of Bank Julius Baer said that the Indian economy is in an upswing. According to him, the problems for the economy with the non-performing assets, major structural reforms that hit small and medium-sized enterprises, and the unofficial economy are in the rearview mirror now, and the economy is in an upswing. So he says that people feel good about that, and that is reflected in the flows domestically. He, however, explained that higher crude prices can lead to demand destruction, and that wars are always inflationary in nature, and the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine will impact the commodity space. Next up, petrol and diesel prices were hiked again by 80 paise today. This takes the total increase to 10 rupees per litre since March 22nd. Today's is the 14th hike in prices in 16 days. Petrol in Delhi will now cost 105 rupees and 41 paise, whereas diesel rates have gone up to 96 rupees and 67 paise. In Mumbai, petrol will cost 120 rupees and 51 paise, which is an increase of 84 paise, whereas diesel is selling at 104 rupees and 77 paise, which is an increase of 85 paise. And now about food ordering. So Zomato and Swiggy were down this afternoon, though the apps were back within about half an hour. Social media was flooded with complaints from users who were unable to place orders or even browse their menus. The outage was during lunch hours on a weekday when these companies witnessed a sharp rise in orders. Customer support handles of both companies said that they were working on resolving the temporary glitch. Reports say that the glitch was caused by an Amazon Web Services snag that many online platforms rely on. Moving on, Delhiites, tell me something. Why is it so hot in the city? Well, the weather department says that this ongoing spell of heat wave in the city is likely to intensify until Saturday, that is April 9th. The temperature may rise till 43 degrees Celsius. And no relief is in sight for at least a week, according to IMD. Parts of Delhi have been reeling under a heat wave since March last week, with maximum temperature hovering above 40 degrees Celsius. IMD officials officials say that a prolonged dry spell has led to severe hot weather conditions in northwest India. Next up is the latest from the auto sector. Tata Motors unveiled its new electric vehicle concept, the Curvv, today. This EV belongs to the SUV segment. With growing popularity of electric vehicles in India and Tata's dominance in the segment, Curvv will be released as an EV first before being followed up by petrol and diesel models. Lastly, here's an update from the tech sector. What was speculated as a joke earlier has now turned out to be true. Twitter has officially acknowledged that it is working on an edit button that will be released soon. Twitter is working on a feature that will allow users to edit their tweets after posting them. Reports say that the feature will let users fix typos or errors in tweets without losing already approved retweets, replies, or likes. The feature will be released to Twitter Blue subscribers as a part of testing in the coming months. With that, we end this podcast. Before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.